This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If there's one place in Vermont a big truck should never go, it's Smuggler's Notch. The road up over the notch between Stowe and Cambridge is a stunning seasonal drive, but it's very windy and narrow, and it's a hill, of course. And it seems like nearly every week we hear of yet another truck that's gotten stuck in the notch. In actual fact, 50 trucks have gotten themselves in trouble there since 2009, according to the Stowe Reporter. And it's Josh Schultz's job to try to figure out how to fix this problem. He's a transportation systems management and operations manager at the Vermont Agency of Transportation. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Jane.
Aren't there flashing electronic signs warning trucks not to go up 108 through the notch? Why do they still do it?
Yeah, so actually we have installed several of those signs over the years. And what I mean is, like, in different places, trying to try different spots out. You know, we've used, in the past, we've used portable message boards, electronic message boards, as we call them. And it's tricky finding the right placement for them. As you know, it's a windy road. These are oftentimes solar powered, so we've got to find places to put them where the sun can get to them and keep them charged. And recently we've found some better locations where we're actually installing some those permanent boards, permanent signs out there. They're electronic, and they're strategically placed in areas where not only do we have enough sun to keep the solar panels powered, but also that gives trucks a place to turn around. So we're hoping that in these newer locations that the truckers will see them maybe better than the other locations we've tried in the past, and also if they do see them, have a chance to turn around and get back down the hill before they get hung up on the rocks.
Yeah. So assuming they do see them, and so you know, it sounds like maybe you're at least giving people the benefit of the doubt that sometimes the signs haven't been on, or maybe they're not as visible, or you know, you're looking at the road and you just don't read the sign, but. Assuming that all drivers are seeing the signs, you think that's going to work, or are people saying, "Eh, I can make it"?
Yeah. So we hope that it'll work. Is it going to be perfect? It probably won't be. There are probably in the past. I mean, the history has shown us that even with these signs lit up, even in other locations, that trucks still try to get through. And there's a lot of factors. Certainly, tractor trailer trucks are not allowed to go through the notch. And at times they still do. They might miss the signs, or for whatever reason, they still do get hung up. But there's also other trucks that get stuck in the notch that aren't tractor-trailer trucks. I mean, a good example is just last year we actually had a bus get stuck in the notch. And we do have signs up there that say on that road that say not recommended for buses or RVs, but they're not prohibited from going. So
it's sort of your skill as a driver that's at play here?
That is a factor. Other factors, though, is it might not just be the length, but it could also be the ground clearance. And for an example, when that bus got hung up, it was actually a ground clearance issue. And while I wasn't there to actually see exactly what caused it, from what I've heard, and whether it was this particular bus or maybe other vehicles, that get hung up there. Sometimes what happens is it might be a pedestrian on the road or a car that's parked alongside the road where the bus or truck that maybe otherwise could have made it has to go around that pedestrian or, you know, give them a little bit of room or go around the parked car. And then they could get hung up that way. So there's a lot of factors just besides driver skill that come into play.
So one of the things that I understand you're working on, or at least thinking about as some of the ways to try to address this at the ground level before they start heading uphill is, in one case, maybe an electronic measuring system. So you drive your truck along the road and it would actually measure how long it is and say, no, really, really, really stop.
Yeah, exactly. So these are things that we're considering. So right now our plan A is to put in a kind of maybe a little bit more robust, bigger electronic signs. So 8-foot by 11-foot signs, and that's what we've installed on the Stowe side and are in the process of installing. We're hoping this month, if all goes well, on the Cambridge side of the notch. We have some other ideas that we've been considering over the, you know, in recent months, and one of them is exactly what you said. So it would be called an electronic measuring device that would be alongside the road that would measure the length of the vehicle coming through, and then if it exceeded a certain length that we deemed to probably not be able to make it through the notch, we would then automatically light up a board just ahead that would say, you know, something to the effect of, you know, turn around.
Josh, one of the other things that you've considered is sort of creating an obstacle course, like basically mimicking the twists and turns that are going to be on the uphill portion, but do it more on the flats. So yep. The truck still gets stuck, but then it's easier to stage a rescue.
Exactly. Yeah. So it would be just what you described there, and it might be an obstacle course. It's a good phrase for it, I guess. It would mimic the worst turn that truck or vehicle would have to encounter or would encounter up at the notch. And what we would do is we could potentially construct something maybe out of barrier or something maybe like tubular markers, something like that, where if a truck got hung up in the barrier or hit a tubular marker, they would know that, okay, I'm not going to be able to make that turn. And then, you know, up at the top of the notch where the stakes are higher, where they actually get hung up. If we did that, we'd also build a gated bypass lane next to that obstacle course so that if a truck did get hung up on the barrier in the obstacle course area, a first responder could then open up that gate and then get regular passenger vehicles through so we wouldn't end up holding up traffic.
But that just makes me want to find the biggest truck I can find and, like, go do the obstacle course as a test.
Yeah, exactly. Even that idea, it's not fail-proof. And certainly that's a challenge. And we do have, you know, we may have trucks that get hung up there where it's, you know, where the mindset might be, I think I can make this. And, you know, I don't know for sure. Haven't interviewed those drivers that have been hung up there, but it's definitely a theory we have at times. But that idea has a lot of challenges too. And that if we did an obstacle course type solution, that would involve purchasing right of way. It's a real scenic drive through there. You know, building a bypass lane, a gated bypass lane, and the right of way purchasing. You know, there's a cost to that, and maybe even aesthetic cost to that too. So,
well, I look forward, Josh, to having you back on the show in 5 years and having you say we've had no trucks stuck in the notch in the last 5 years once you get this straightened out.
Me too, believe me.
Josh Schultz is a transportation systems management and operations manager at the Vermont Agency of Transportation. He's charged with figuring out how to keep trucks from getting stuck in Smuggler's Notch. Josh, thanks.